Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Agricultural and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. You?
Fantastic.
Oh, man. The weather's getting cold.
It is. It is. We got some needed rain.
Yeah. That was awful nice, you know.
Yeah. Now it's muddy when you go outside and feed cattle like I do in the morning, you know.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing right now.
That's true.
You know, I mean, it's going to freeze up. We'll still retain a lot of that moisture, and we need it.
Yeah, that way we'll at least have some moisture in the soil when the grass greens up, and it'll be able to grow for a while.
Yep.
So that'll be good.
Keep them fed up.
That's right.
Now, 3 weeks ago, we were talking about passive immunity. We weren't quite done with that, were we?
That's right, Dave. I want to talk a little bit more about that. And, you know, last time we talked about passive immunity, in other words, the importance of those calves getting that colostrum within that first 6 hours. And we also talked about how absorption declined rapidly during that first 24 hours. So how important it was to get that colostrum in them in that first 6 hours, and for sure within that first 12 hours, because by 24 hours, there's very little immunity transfer that takes place. But today, we want to look at the immunity that's obtained from that colostrum. And to do that, there was a study where blood was drawn on 263 calves, and it was drawn 24 hours after the birth of those calves. Then this blood samples were then brought in, looked at the amount of antibodies that was in the blood, and they were determined to either have adequate amounts of passive immunity or inadequate amounts of passive immunity. And from that, they wanted to look at the growth performance and the health of the calves, and they documented how those calves did from birth to weaning, and then again from weaning through the feedlot stage. And what they found out was that the lowest level of passive immunity resulted in calves that were sick, and a lot of those calves died prior to weaning. But let's look at the breakdown, okay? Calves that had inadequate immunity were 6.4 times more likely to get sick during the first 28 days. They were 3.2 times more likely to get sick prior to weaning, and they were 5.4 times more likely to die prior to weaning than those that had adequate passive immunity. Pretty important, it looks to me like. Also, what we found out was those calves that had adequate passive immunity, they actually weighed 35 pounds more at weaning than those that had inadequate amounts of passive immunity. And probably most of that probably has to do with the calves getting sick during that pre-weaning time. In the feedlot phase, this thing carried on. And what we found out was the inadequate passive immunity, those calves were three times more likely to get sick. And they also had a decrease in gain of about a tenth of a pound of average daily gain a day. So from the study, what we found is passive immunity is detrimental to both the health and the growth of those calves. And what we also found was calves that are most likely to have that low levels of passive immunity, that inadequate amounts, those would be typically born from first calf heifers that were 2 years old. So the take-home message I have today is the first day of life sets the stage for the rest of that calf's life. So let's take care of that first day, okay? I do have a couple other notes that I'd like to mention today. Anderson County Conservation District has their annual meeting coming up. It's going to be February the 8th. It's from 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning. It'll be at the Anderson County Community Building. They will have ballots there for you to vote on those Conservation District spots. Franklin County Conservation District annual meeting is February the 4th. It's at 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be on Facebook Live. If you want to vote, they will have ballots available for pickup at the walk-up window at the USDA Service Center.
Okay.
So, that's all I have for today. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Rod. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Rebecca McFarland.